Hey listeners, before we dive into today's episode, let's take a quick minute to talk about something deliciously healthy, Clean Monday Meals. Founded by Janae, a super mom of five, Clean Monday Meals is here to revolutionize your kitchen with allergy-friendly seasonings. Imagine whipping up healthy chicken ramen that's gluten, dairy, nut, egg, soy, shellfish, and seed oil free. Yes, you heard that right. Janae's made it her mission to make sure families like hers dealing with food allergies never have to compromise on taste. And it doesn't stop at seasonings. There's a Clean Monday Meals app loaded with simple, realistic meal ideas. We're talking easy-to-find ingredients and gluten- and dairy-free swaps. You can find these game-changing seasonings at select Good Earth Market stores or online at cleanmondaymeals.com. And please use the code ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, for a discount. That's cleanmondaymeals.com. Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. This is your host, Rosanna Hicken. I am here. We are ready to recap Vanderpump Rules, Episode 2, The Ultimate Betrayal. I am so lucky to have my friend Jenna here with me today. Okay, first of all, hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Closer to the microphone. Get up in there. Get ready. Jenna, tell the world when you watched Vanderpump Rules for the first time.
Oh, Last year,
just like
binge watched the entire thing.
Scandoval hit and you said, okay, it's time.
Yeah. And I didn't look at anything. Anytime it would pop up on any news, I would ignore it.
Try to ignore it as much as I could.
I would try to ignore it because I wanted to watch it
in real time.
In real time.
And you watched it in like what, 2 months?
It was a couple months. faster than I would like to admit.
It's so good. The beginning is so good. I think we told you to like skip season 9 and you're like, I can't.
I couldn't.
And you watched it.
I had to do it all.
Yeah. And season 9 was like when they were like, we don't know if the show's going to go on anymore. And then.
Understandably.
The Bravo gods blessed us. Blessed us with Scandoval. I mean, it's just so good. And then now we're on season 2. Are you feeling any like Scandoval fatigue since we've been talking about it for a year?
Absolutely.
And now it's on the show.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
I'm over it.
Yeah. I think it's hard as viewers to be like, okay, I've already talked about this for a year and now we're talking about it again.
But it's hard because when they filmed this, it was
4 months, 3 months after it happened. So it's so fresh for them. Before we start and before we get into this episode, can we talk about Tom Sandoval's New York Times article?
What was he thinking?
First of all, does Tom Sandoval have anybody in his corner looking out for him? Because
not anybody who he's not paying, I don't think.
But even his PR people, I'm like, what are you doing?
Like, did he not run that by anybody before he said that?
Okay, so in case you guys were wondering, he did this long interview with the New York Times. And he says... This came out yesterday and the internet went wild. He said, New York Times interviewer said, I asked Sandoval why he thought the scandal got so big. He says, I'm not a pulp culture historian really, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's the same?
No.
And even the interviewer says she looked at Riley, who I think is his publicist, who was typing furiously at her phone. I think I knew what he meant. He was trying to express the oddity of becoming the symbolic center of a nationwide discussion of major news, but
not the same.
Not the same at all.
Not even a little. You cheating on your
not the same.
Not the same thing.
Yes, and he George Floyd. I mean, gosh, and I saw just all these people, like Gertie from Real House of Miami. She was like, not during Black History Month. Did he compare himself to George Floyd? Okay, so he posted in his stories, like, this is how much he doesn't care. He didn't even post on his page. It's in his stories for you to see for 24 hours.
Right.
My intentions behind the comments I made in New York Times Magazine were to explain the level of national media attention my affair received. The comparison was inappropriate, ignorant. I'm incredibly sorry and embarrassed.
This is why he should run things by people before he speaks.
But he doesn't ever. Confused by it. I have no idea. And this is what people were saying is that there are times when I think especially Bravo wants you to feel bad for him. But then he does this constantly. And he's been doing this for the last 10 years.
Right. Like the second you start to feel bad for him, something comes out of his mouth like that, where you're like, oh, well, you had me for a second.
This episode, when he and Schwartz are like having a sit down, he does whatever he has to turn it back to him being a victim.
Right. It's never his fault.
No. And he never can just say like, I'm so sorry that this happened, and leave it at sorry. So I was like, but you know, man, like, I'm just, and it's like, oh my gosh.
It's always something. It can never, never just be, I'm sorry.
I messed up. No. He says, they talk a little bit. The article is very interesting. It's really long if you guys want to go read it. But they just talked to him kind of like about what happened afterwards. He said everywhere he went, people called him a loser.
Really hard to feel bad for
him. I'm sorry. Or scream Team Ariana at him. He went on tour with his band, Tom Sandoval, and the most extras. He had to. His bank accounts were overdrawn and he needed the money. Okay.
Oh.
We have said in this, we were reading this. They get paid $35,000 an episode.
Right.
The OG cast members. He's been there since the beginning. 35 times 16. Please hold. Let me just Google this real quick. Let me just get my calculator out because, you know, my brain can't do that fast. Can yours?
No, absolutely not.
35,000 times 16. That's $560,000.
What are you doing with all of your money?
I understand that you had to like pay your mom back for the restaurant. But like $560,000, that's not including any like sponsorships, brand deals.
Right. Like they're making more than that.
He's making more than that. And you had to go on tour with your band that no one likes to make money.
Were people going to those shows?
He said crowds of people came out to hate on him. They showed up wearing t-shirts that said cheater and worm with a mustache. He said his friends distanced themselves. His brother asked him to delete photos of them together on Instagram.
Ooh, his own brother?
Yeah, Sandoval says he's asked to stop going to Schwartz and Sandy's that he co-owns. The show's fans tanked the bar's Yelp reviews and were harassing the staff. Somehow people got his cell phone number. His phone started ringing at all hours with blocked numbers. Women pretending to be Raquel. He said he got really down. His mind went to some dark places. Friends suggested he get on Wellbutrin. He quit drinking. Then she went into that facility in Arizona. He assumed they'd be together when she got out. But then she stopped talking to him and hasn't returned his call since June.
He seems kind of delusional in that sense where he thinks that, like, they're going to get back together.
Every part of him is delusional. Like, and that's what I think makes it really hard for people to want to give him like a pass and like let him like get over it, because he constantly puts his foot in his mouth.
Right. Like, people make mistakes every day.
Totally.
He's making it impossible for people to forgive him and let it go.
Yeah. No.
Like, it's his own fault.
Yeah. And there are plenty of people that have cheated and they still come out
likable.
But it's because he has always at his core been an unlikable person. Did you ever like him watching any of the 10 seasons?
No.
Not once?
No.
Not once.
See, like, Schwartz?
I know.
Sometimes I still have, stupid, like, this Schwartz soft nice spot for face. Him.
I know.
He's charming.
I know. He has, like, a, I'm sorry. When, like, even if he doesn't mean it, looks like he's meaning it.
And he kind of will, like, pull you back in, and you're like, oh, but he's, like, a little baby. And then you're like, no, he's terrible.
No, he's a grown man. He said also, he says that, like, he hasn't been able to capitalize on Scandoval as much as he wants. So I think this is really the heart of it.
Sandoval said that?
Sandoval, he's mad that he's not making as much money as everybody since this scandal broke out.
Because Ariana's making way more.
So much money. Yeah. So,
like, her opportunities are endless.
Yes. And he says there are minimal brands that want to be associated with someone who's thought of as a cheater. That's what his manager said. He was hoping to do residency at Chippendales in Vegas, but talks stalled and he was disappointed. I'm in really good shape right now, he said.
Wait. Chippendales? Stop it.
It's frustrating because, you know, everybody cashed in, everybody won on this, the cast, the execs, the network, everyone made so much money, but I try to put on myself to make the best opportunity out of it as I can. I'm like, put your head down and just go to work.
Right.
Go work at Schwartz and Sandy's, get it out of the ground before I feel like I heard that it's closing. I feel like I heard that it's closing. And I'm like, you need to try to make that work so that you don't lose all the money that you borrowed from your mom.
Well, yeah, he should have just apologized, been like, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I can do to make things right.
Yep.
I am fully to blame.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it would have ended different for him.
Yeah. It's he, but he won't. No. And then the producers, they talked to the producer on the show, and he says that, like, things have just gone crazier since Scandoval happened. He said he told me in some ways he wished it never happened. The national tension made it harder to film the show. Production always had a few onlookers, but during season 11, paparazzi was everywhere. When the show was filming in Lake Tahoe, someone snapped a picture of the cast. Everybody freaked out. He said, like, and then they had to sit down with all of them, and he realized, I'm not sitting down to a bunch of waiters anymore. I'm talking to people with, like, real money and, like, TV reality TV stars, and it makes...
Right.
life hard. And Raquel doesn't come back for season 11. Her team inquired about a pay increase and floated the possibility about getting a development deal with Bravo, but that did not work. And yeah, it's there's so much. It's just anyway, it's a very long article if you want to get some more information about it, but it's hard to feel bad for.
He doesn't help himself.
He doesn't, that's that is it in a nutshell. He doesn't help himself.
Never.
But we know so many men this way, don't we?
We do.
Don't we? She's a classic narcissist. Okay, well, let's get into episode 2, The Ultimate Betrayal. The theme of this episode, I just kept saying, poor Anne.
Oh,
poor
man.
Poor Anne.
She, for sure, I don't know what she gets paid, but it's not enough.
It's not enough. Poor Anne is Tom's
the second
assistant.
Not the secondhand embarrassment, but the like secondhand uncomfortableness I felt from watching her. And honestly, it was from watching her interact with Ariana.
Uh-huh.
I think because Ariana is so, I don't want to say prideful. I'm trying to think of the right word. Mm-hmm. She's very stern
yeah.
in how she feels about Tom. Mm-hmm. And nobody
is going to, I know.
Is going to make her talk softer, talk more kind. So anything that comes to Tom, she's very bitter and angry still.
Yeah.
Or at this point, I don't know where she's at now, but well, during filming this.
Yes, yes.
And.
Which is hard because it was fresh.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
And she was embarrassed mm-hmm. and hurt and all of the things.
She's trying to lay down a hard line.
But when Anne is trying to talk to her and she's kind of comes off as rude to yeah. Anne, yeah. which it's not Anne's fault.
Yeah. I guess Anne came out and said like, no, it really was okay that Ariana talked to me that way. Like, so Anne has quit being Tom's right. assistant. She's now a podcast host, launched the We Sign an NDA podcast along someone from Nick Vile's old podcast. Hmm. And she says that like, she said that she is Team Ariana.
Yeah.
She said she's Team Ariana. She publicly supported her. She said that she wanted to wear an outfit saying Team Ariana when Ariana was on Dancing with the Stars. And I don't think she ever like really
liked Tom.
No.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't think she's like, okay, Ariana, like I'll have to go tell him. But I don't think she ever liked Tom. I think she just was trying right. to make some money.
But just from that
I know.
Scene, like I hope she has all the success in the world.
I hope her podcast is killing it. I know.
That was hard to watch.
I know. Yeah. They're at their house. Their rooms are disgusting. Ariana no. needs a storage unit for all the stuff she's getting sent her.
Yeah.
And Tom looks like he lives in like a gross guy's college dorm.
Tom has always looked dirty to me.
I know.
Like he just
smells.
He looks like he doesn't ever smell good.
Mm-hmm. He probably thinks he does.
And it's interesting because he seems like someone who puts a lot into his appearance, mm-hmm. but it's not coming through.
Translating.
It's not translating. He just looks dirty all of the time.
Yeah, greasy, sweaty all the time.
Yeah.
And his room, he has a freaking brown comforter. I'm like,
Tom, no,
what
bad,
are we
bad
doing?
Bad choices.
The rooms are disgusting, and poor Anne has to interact with Tom and pretend like she cares about him while she's filming, the show, and while he was filming his show, he's like, "Yeah, man, like this is more hate I've ever gotten in my entire life." He said he wanted to punish himself with pain, aka he was on that reality show. What was it called again? You watched
Special
it,
Special Forces.
Special Forces.
I didn't yeah. finish
oh,
it.
Oh, you didn't
because between him and JoJo, it was just a lot, but. I mean, there was one scene where JoJo Siwa is literally carrying him on her back.
I saw it on TikTok.
Because he could not go any further. And I just was like, yeah.
This is embarrassing, but this
checks out.
This rings true.
Yeah.
This rings true to what we know about you.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is more hate than he's ever gotten. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what did you think?
Like, yeah, you've been kind of a terrible person this entire show, but.
But then you pushed it over the line.
You literally cheated.
I know.
What?
I know.
What else are you going to do to have more hate than that?
Delusional land. Sandoval has a pair of shoes that he said he got Schwartz, and it's like a boyfriend trying to win his girlfriend back. He's like, oh, yeah, I know I already got him a pair, but here's another one because he's kind of mad at me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, these
their
two.
Their relationship.
Ugh. Like their codependency.
Confuses me.
Yeah. Well, he says he was mad. He said he felt betrayed by Schwartz going on Jax's podcast.
Right.
And Schwartz says like he, and Schwartz in the podcast is talking about like how their business has been suffering.
Right.
But of course, Sandoval just like makes it all about him.
Right.
He's like, I'm betrayed. And I'm like, he's
well, first of all, no one wanted to call it that.
I know.
Schwartz and Sandy's is a stupid name.
It is a stupid name.
And had they picked something that maybe wasn't their names mm-hmm. or something I feel like maybe it could have. Mm-hmm.
But they made it their entire personality.
But they made it their entire personality. Mm-hmm. And then once this whole thing happened with Sandoval, Schwartz definitely got
the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
And he's not really the personality to kind of handle that either.
I know.
He's like, something gets hard, I'm going to shut down.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get that because I feel like sometimes I do that. So I'm like, I kind of identify with that a little
bit. We're just kind of Schwartz.
But like, not good for a business owner.
No. And they asked Sandoval to stop coming in.
Right.
So I don't know at that point, like, if Schwartz is just there trying to like make everything happen or what even Schwartz is doing.
What does he do?
I don't know. I don't know why he can't even get a new nice apartment, but what is he doing?
I mean, like, couldn't they hire somebody to
take over? If you're just going to be like the business partners, you can have somebody else taking over.
Right.
But they said like everybody keeps quitting.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to be associated with that
either. You're just having fans come in and yell at you.
Yeah, that does not sound like a fun place to be.
No, it doesn't. But Tom says he wants to have people over for his birthday and that he's going to get, he's like, Anne, will you tell her that I'll get her a nice hotel room when I'm having my party?
I mean, has he met Ariana?
I think he.
How did he think that was going to go over with her?
I think he's just confused. I think he's just confused. Anne's like, oh, sure. Okay, yeah, I'll go ask her. And there's like this weird video of them like trying not to, like they're maybe going into the hallway at the same time. He's walking into his room with his white noise machine that he says he got so he can drown out what he's saying. So Ariana and her friends don't hear him. I'm like,
what are you even talking about?
As if Ariana's like standing next to the door with her ear up to it, listening to what he's saying.
And even if she was like, what do you have to say?
I know. That's different. It's probably Raquel stuff. Like them interacting or whatever.
I'm still hoping that she wants to be with him.
I know. And poor Anne. Poor Anne again. Ariana's like, we're not having a party and I'll call the cops.
Right. Which
Lala does bring up a good point later on.
I do. Ariana wanting to stay in this house, I find a little bit confusing.
I do too.
Because I feel like she just doesn't want Tom to have it.
Yes.
When he's willing to buy out her half.
Yes.
But she's like, no, I don't want you to have it either. So I'm going to stay.
Yes.
And whereas then, I feel like she should just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You stay. But she feels like it's him winning in some way.
Yes. When it's not though, because if she takes the stuff out that she probably brought in there to decorate or bought, there's not going to be much left.
Right.
So like Tom's going to turn it into a disgusting crap hole anyway.
Right.
But yeah, she's trying to prove a point and it's a little exhausting, especially because we know now it is still not sold.
Right.
And I'm like, and she says later on that like they have, when her boyfriend Dan comes into town, they have to go pay money to stay somewhere else. I'm
right.
Like this just is too much.
Have him pay. Give him
he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money to pay her out. So she should just call the bluff and be like, all right, pay me out.
Right. Be like, okay, this is how much you owe me.
1.5 or whatever it is. And like, where's Tom's
and then when he
gonna
can't, then it's like,
it.
I know. Right, well, then let's sell.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
But
it's very
a weird
strange.
Hill to die on, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And Lala brings it up later. She's like, okay.
And like, that can't be a fun situation.
No.
Oh, and she had said when Anne was like, oh, someone was coming over to be with him.
Oh, Jason, I think is his name.
Was coming over and she was trying to be like, well, they're going to be in here. And Ariana says, I'll just keep existing like I normally do in my own house.
I know.
And I was like, ooh.
I know. There's a lot of.
Ooh.
I know.
I just was like recoiling in my couch.
I know. And Anne's like, oh, so okay, okay, sure.
She's like, okay. And then she like pets the dogs. Like,
I know.
Hi, dog.
I couldn't imagine how awkward that would be. I don't even like running into people that I don't like at a Target where I'm going to maybe see them for 3 seconds.
I mean, some days I don't like running into people I do like because I'm just not, you know.
I don't want to be on.
You know, sometimes you just want to, and to be in your own home.
Yeah. and just feel comfortable.
And have to have somebody being like, oh, he's here now, or he's here, and oh, he's in the living room, yeah. so you can't come downstairs.
He's making breakfast. He's making coffee. It'd be exhausting.
That is not a life I'm trying
to live. I would have not died on that hill. I would have left for sure. I'm like, okay, buy me out with your money you don't have. Okay, then we get a small clip of Lisa, and she's getting her hair and makeup done, getting ready to have her last night at Pump. It's closing after 10 years. Crazy.
So crazy. And I'm sad I never went.
Did you want to go? Pump is not where they have the goat cheese balls. That was Sir.
I know. I just feel like because I got so invested so quick that I wanted to go to, all the places. Uh-huh. Like not even to see anybody, just to go.
Just to go.
And be like, I've been there. And so I'm sad that I never got to go.
We walked past Sir one time years ago in California, and Elijah Wood was outside.
Oh.
And Doug was like, that's Elijah Wood. And I'm like, really? And I didn't even notice him. He's so small. He's such a small human, but it's outside, Sir. There's like these, she says rent is going up and Ken wants to retire. And it was interesting because we don't really see a lot of personal Lisa. Have you ever watched Beverly Hills? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Jenna.
I know. One binge watching show at a time.
I know, but now you're done. You have to go back and watch because then you can get like Lisa Vanderpump at her finest and then also some Lisa Vanderpump at her not so finest.
Right.
Because she is a pot stirrer in a nutshell.
I love her though.
But like seeing more of the house, you have to. Villa Rosa? No. Which one is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Villa Rosa. Yeah, because Villa Blanca used to be like a restaurant that they owned.
Right.
And Villa Rosa is the name of her house.
And it has like a moat.
And it has swans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. You need to watch it. That's yours next. Okay. Beverly Hills. And we're going to watch the Vanderpump. What is the England show?
Oh, what is it called?
You just sent it in the text.
I just sent it today.
It's like a reality show at like Chateau Vanderpump or something like that. Oh my gosh, where is Vanderpump Villa. And it's going to be first class luxury, world class drama. I can't wait. I'll watch it. Sign me up for all these shows. Okay, so we have a small scene next of Allie and James walking together at snail's pace in the middle of the road. Like, not the road, but like the middle. What's it called? I'm like, why are we walking here? It's like in the middle.
It's a very random place to be walking.
In Burbank. Like, it's so strange.
Like a median almost.
Yeah, a median. That is the word I'm looking for. Thank you so much. And James talks about how he doesn't know where his dog, Graham Cracker, is now that Raquel is in her mental health facility.
Right.
But he says he's not going to go to the Pump goodbye because he has to go to Chicago for a sold-out DJ show.
Right.
Okay, James. Good for you. But I just, like, they could not be walking slower. My body was screaming. I'm like, walk faster, but they're just leisurely walking in Burbank. Okay, so then we have Jason, Tom's friend, comes over, and he's like, Jason has stuck around. And then we found out Jason manages the band.
Right. I feel like all of Tom's friends
are convenient for a reason.
Maybe on his payroll.
Oh, he's like, yeah, Jason, he's such a good friend. I'm like, dude, he's your band manager.
Or also people who maybe want a little camera time.
Yeah, a little camera time. Yes.
Who don't have any loyalties to any of the other people. And so they're like, I'm Team Tom. I'll come talk to you and be on the show.
Yep. Tom says he's lost a lot of friends. And I'm like, shocker.
I mean,
just talked about it.
You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody who your entire group is with.
Yeah.
And you do them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
You lose a bunch of people. Yeah, you do. And Jason is not having Ariana's hard line about the party. Jason's like, what are you going to do if you have a party? And Anne's like,
she'd call the police.
Oh, and so Tom's like, okay, well, can you ask her if I could just be like till 12 and can I just have a few friends? And it's just it's so childish. It's so insane. And then we get the scene now with Lala and Ariana and they meet up for smoothies and Lala asks about the living situation with Tom.
Right.
And then kind of plays devil's advocate for a second.
Yeah.
It's like,
which I love Lala for that.
I do. So far, I think Lala, you know, she's very polarizing. Yes. I think I go through moments
where.
She's
intense for sure.
Yes. I'm like, I really like her. And then there are times when I'm like, ugh.
But every time I see her 801 tattoo, I always am like, I'm getting one of those. I'm not from here, but
it's fine. But she lived here. You'd probably be here
but
for a bit.
I'm going to get one. Nine for nine.
Oh, a California one?
Yeah.
I think Doug's. Zip code was 949.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day, right there.
Did he grow up in Orange County?
Yeah. Well, no, Riverside County.
Oh.
Is it the same, though? Because I feel like it's 949. Or maybe that's when I lived. Who knows? Who knows?
But you should. Side note.
You should get a 949. Yeah. And she says Tom's allowed to get, like, to have a party at his house, but he's also getting off by making Ariana feel uncomfortable. And right. That's true. Right. That's very, very true.
Yes.
And then she asks how Dan feels about it all. And that's when she says that they have to pay money to stay places when Dan comes into town. I'm like, right. Oh, Dan must love this.
And I can't remember if it was in this episode that Tom says that Ariana wasn't paying bills.
Oh, I don't think so. That I didn't hear that
he
part.
Was paying all of the bills.
What?
And so I'm like, I don't know if it's a situation where this is just like a miscommunication yeah. between the two of them of like who's supposed to take care of what.
Okay.
But he made it sound like
he pays everything.
He's paying like the mortgage, the electricity, the internet, like all of the things.
Oh, shoot.
So, but anything Tom says, I also take with a grain of salt because he's going to try to do anything to make him look better and her look bad.
And I feel like if that really was true, like something would have like legally happened at this point. He'd be like, well, let me show you how I paid for everything in this house.
Especially when he's wanting her out, supposedly.
But Ariana says that she's thought about having kids with Dan. And I'm like,
I don't think that she actually still wants kids.
I don't think so either.
I think it's supposed to be a stab to Tom. I think that they're both just trying to hurt each other in whatever way that they can. So
she's saying that.
And I just don't feel like, because she made it sound, even when at the very beginning of their relationship, it was like, no, I've never wanted kids.
Exactly.
She says and not that. That she's not allowed to change her mind.
Yeah.
She can totally change her mind and want to have kids. People change.
Yeah.
I don't think that she didn't want to have kids because of Tom.
No, I don't think she's wanted to have kids ever. She's just trying to say like, well, maybe now there's a partner that I actually want to do it with. I'm like, I don't think you actually do.
Right.
I think you just want to like say to him like,
it's one of those things that he really wanted and she was always like, no.
I agree.
And now she's like, oh, this new guy I've met.
Yeah.
I want to have kids with him.
I'm the same way. I'm like, also like, he's 40. Like, do you want to start having kids now? Because I don't know if Dan wants to start having kids now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there are plenty of people who start having kids when they're 40.
Yeah. I know lots of people do.
Yeah.
That was not going to be.
No. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of thinking about it.
I'm not even 40. And I'm like, oh, my kids still make me tired. And
I know. But would we be tired at this age if we didn't have kids? And we'd be like, well, maybe we could start having kids because we haven't had any for the last 12 years. So maybe we wouldn't be as tired as we are now.
But I feel like I'd rather be tired in my like 20s, early 30s than
be tired in your 40s and 50s.
Because I feel like 40s and 50s, you start to get tired no matter what.
I did leg day at the gym on Monday and I am wrecked. Yesterday I had to hold onto the handicap rail at the place I was at to sit down on the toilet. Yeah. I'm like,
it's humbling. Yeah. It is humbling.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I'm 55. Although today at my pump class, there was an older elderly couple there. I'm like, you go, you two.
Yeah.
Look at you guys pumping weights, lifting weights, pumping iron.
Pumping iron.
Lifting weights.
Like,
good for you.
Yeah.
If you can still do it.
I mean, I'd like to say that's going to be me, but
I wanted to see how much weights were on the end of their bar, but there were some. So I'm like, good for you, you two.
Even just the bar alone is heavy.
Come to pump class with us. Actually, it wasn't that great today, but we can do one that's better. I hope she's not listening. Okay. Okay. So then we have the pump closing party. Lisa looks like she's the grand marshal of the parade, just walking through with her boobs out. Her boobs are always out.
They're always out, but they were like extra out.
Extra out. Yes.
I was like, her pink eyes. Yeah.
I know. Lisa's like, la, la, la.
I love her though.
Oh, Lisa. And they give us like a flashback to pump opening and we get some of these like flashbacks of important things that happen. Ken looks the same.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed in the last 14 years. Schwartz gets behind the bar to mess around. And then the girls are all sitting with Lisa, but Ariana and Katie leave when Schwartz comes over.
Right.
Oh.
The interview Schwartz is trying really hard.
So hard.
To weasel his way back in, which I honestly think he would be able to do if he ended his relationship with Sandoval.
Oh, for sure.
I think that they would take that as like a grand gesture type thing and they'd be like, fine. I feel like even Katie.
He won't though.
Like, but he's never going to stop trying to impress Sandoval.
I know.
I don't get it.
I know. It's a weird I'm like, dynamic.
He is like going to bat so hard for him and I'm like, you didn't ever stick up for your wife one single time.
Never. But you stick up for this
narcissist. I did not see you one time. Not one time.
I know.
But
you will Sandoval, defend
you're
him.
Gonna, mm-hmm. You're gonna lose all of your friends. over this one person.
I know. And
who would not do the same for you, by the way.
Absolutely not. And when you see flashbacks of them, it does seem, I remember, and was never a huge Katie fan because I'm like, she's always so mean to him. Right. I'm like, but she never got any like warmth back.
Right.
Like, it's not like he was ever like, I'm your biggest fan, you're my biggest cheerleader. And she was always just like knocking him down. It was just really truly a relationship with neither of them. A woman who didn't get any love. And so she just kind of became bitter. Truly. And so like seeing old videos of it, I'm like, oh.
They should have broken up a long time ago.
Years ago.
That's really what it comes down to. They shouldn't have got married. But I mean, it's hard when you're in that scenario. And honestly, probably pressure from the show as well.
Oh, for sure. They had pressure from the friends for babies, marriage, all the things. I agree.
But I think their relationship was toxic long before we were ever even introduced to them.
And you know what else is toxic? The fact that Lisa sticks up for Sandoval all the time. Because this is at this moment, Schwartz says that Sandoval ruined their business. And Lisa's like, I don't think that's fair. I'm like, what?
You're like, what else was it then?
Yeah. And especially because Tom never takes accountability for his actions. Right. I'm like, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, please. But she did that at the reunion too.
I do feel like she has a little bit more of a soft spot for all the boys.
Absolutely.
Which is funny.
It is funny. It is funny. Okay. So then we have, we have Sheena at the recording studio. Oh, no. Sheena just milking this good as gold for years and years to come.
Like, let's just get a new song.
It's so bad.
Do we need 100 versions of the same song not even good to begin with?
Speaking of new song, remember when they had this little flashback on this episode of her old song with that old bartender, Max?
Oh, was that his name?
That was the moment that Luca walked into the room. My son Luca walked into the room. And that flashback was happening and Sheena's like in bed with him. And I'm like, trying to change the channel.
That music video, I remember that episode where she is having him come do this music video with her. And it was already so clear that he was not into her.
Is anybody ever?
But she was so convinced that he was. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we're best friends, but like we, whatever. And then that music video, I just was like, my eyes. I think she was hoping that
it would start a spark between them.
Well, that, and I think with her music, she was thinking like, maybe the song's not the best. So like, I'll bring people in with my sex appeal. Cause you know, that works sometimes.
But not when it's Sheena.
But it was too much.
It wasn't so like, cringy.
It's like tastefully sexy. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm watching a porno.
I can't even remember what the song is called, but all you guys need to do is like Google like 2019 Sheena music video and you'll find it. And like, my eyes are burning.
Maybe make sure you're alone.
Please make sure your 5-year-old doesn't walk into the room because I had to get off of it so bad, so fast.
I feel like even in the music video, though, you can tell he's not into it.
Yes.
Which just makes it so awkward and gives me that secondhand embarrassment again where
I would have never posted it.
I'm like, I am not posting this thing where I'm literally grinding on top of this dude and he looks like he wishes he was eating a cheeseburger in his car. Like, that's like, that was about his interest.
I would
be like, no, that hurts my self-esteem.
It's so bad.
This is going away.
But this is Sheena in a nutshell. She's blissfully unaware of how anybody feels about her.
Who? With Rob.
With her boyfriend, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Had no clue that Rob wasn't into her.
Yeah. Everybody else knew.
Everyone knew but Sheena. And luckily, Sheena has Brock because Brock is into this. And great. If you found the one person in the world who thinks you are the greatest thing that's ever been made. Great.
That's all you need.
I'm glad you found each other.
That's all you need.
And Sheena is at the recording studio because she did emo night a few months ago. She said she asked Katie to help to do it with her. It helped rebuild their friendship. But she's now re-recording Good as Gold, an emo version. And I just wrote, I want to die listening. Why are people telling her it's good? It's Brock and the two music producers who are like, yeah, girl, like, that was so good. One take as she's screaming.
I know. Brock was like, oh, I've never seen you like this. Like, I love this. And I'm like, I could do that.
It's so bad. And I said, Brock, stop drinking this juice. But maybe we want him to keep drinking it so that the family can stay together.
I'm happy. At least one of his families.
Yeah. At least. Sorry to the other kids in Australia who haven't seen their dad in years.
Kids, but,
shoot.
I had a hard time with that at first.
I think a lot of people did.
Because I was like,
you're not going to see your kids?
You don't see your other kids, but now you're in a new relationship and having a new baby.
I know, it's very strange.
Like, this one didn't work out, so, like, I'm just going to wipe that slate, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to start fresh. I but, know. Like, that's people, though.
I know.
You can't, you know.
It's not a new apartment, not a new car. It's people. It's a family.
Yeah, like, these are real people.
I'd love to know if he pays anything, or if she's just like, I want nothing to do with you and leave us alone in Australia.
Like, do his other kids watch the show?
Oh gosh, I hope not. I don't know, that'd be very sad. That's actually so sad.
It would
sad.
Be really, really hard to watch.
Yes, it would. Oh, Sheena, she says she has postpartum OCD, took her almost a year to do anything alone with Summer, which is very sad.
That is sad. As someone who struggled with some severe postpartum,
do you think anxiety. Your postpartum was still that bad even when your baby was like two and a half?
No, I think it would maybe come and go a little bit. It was definitely, I think, the first year was the worst. Yeah. But I know it's different for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so different, like, the postpartum OCD versus postpartum depression versus postpartum anxiety.
Totally.
They're, like,
they're
such...
all different. And then it would also be hard experiencing that and being...
on a show.
A known person. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be nervous if I was feeling any of these ways and then going out... with my baby, knowing people
were looking at you,
would
judging
look at
you.
Me, take pictures of me, want to talk to me, want to touch my baby, want to, because people are weird.
Yep. Yep.
People think they're entitled to you.
Yep. A picture, a video. Yes. I agree.
And so I get that. I get that would be really hard.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's good that she
is
more cautious.
Yeah. They are, she has a girl that she knows named Tori come over. Oh, well. Okay, I'm skipping a scene, but then we'll go back. A girl that she knows named Tori coming over to hang out with Summer and get to know her. And then there's a weird moment between Brock and Sheena's mom.
Yeah, so Brock the says, whole reason they brought Tori in was because her mom can't lift Summer Moon.
Yeah, she has like, thank you for using her full name, Summer Moon.
She has carpal tunnel?
No.
Something in her rotator
cuff. Wrist rotator
cuff,
and she can't put Summer down and she can't lift her up.
Right.
So basically, all
Tori's there is to just... put the heavy lifting.
I think that's what they're saying, but hopefully it means like they're going to use her for more than so. Sheena's mom gets a break,
right,
from life.
And that whole scene kind of rubbed me the wrong way with Brock again, though,
because Brock says, "I understand Brock wanting to be like, we haven't done anything, just the two of us, because you haven't left our baby for 2 years. I get the frustration,
but
she starts crying, and he's like." Your mom is just validating all your feelings. And then he like kind of snaps at the mom and the mom goes off and Sheena goes off. And I'm like, this feels a little deeper than what we're just seeing right here.
Well, and I'm like, I mean, how nice for them that they have her mom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It seemed like at the beginning was doing a lot of the work.
I agree.
She, anytime they'd go on vacation, anytime they'd go anywhere, she was there to be with Summer Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, Brock, you should probably just be grateful that you have a mother-in-law who would do this. Because not a lot of mother-in-laws won't.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Maybe she does validate her feelings, but it's also her mom.
And it's also the one who's paying her. Like, Sheena pays her. Right. You know she pays for her life, so it's like...
Oh, for sure.
She's going to take Sheena's side. Absolutely. She's her mother.
Of course.
Sheena.
But he did end up backing down a little bit.
Yes, he did. And I'm glad that Sheena's doing therapy and medicine, because it made me sad. Like, I...
For sure.
Some of my darkest times in life were like postpartum stuff. And couldn't imagine being even worse than what I was. You know what I mean? And then Schwartz and Sandoval sit down for lunch. And Schwartz basically is like, why don't you just get a publicist? Why don't you have a PR team? Why don't you do anything to make it better? And Sandoval's like, why are you resentful and giving me these backhanded comments? I'm like, gosh, this is Sandoval in a nutshell. He can't accept responsibility.
He cannot.
At this moment, he should be like, yeah, dude, I should. I should have a PR team. I should have a publicist. I'm not handling this well, and I'm sorry that you're getting the brunt end of it.
Yeah.
And instead, he's like, don't be resentful, man. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Like, this is one of the only people who's your original friends that is giving you a shot.
Yep.
Maybe let's...
Yep. And Schwartz says that. He's
simmer
like...
simmer down a little.
Just be sorry. Just be sorry.
Yes.
And he says that he doesn't feel like Sandoval gave a shiz. And Sandoval finally apologizes, but it's mostly, it's not real. We know it's
never
real. It's never real. Speaking of, sorry, we forgot about this. Tori, you informed me.
Oh, yes.
Tori is the girl we see. Say it.
In the previews. Say it, Jenna. I mean, this came out like a while ago, like a month before the show came out.
The preview.
There was like this little, like what's to come. Mm-hmm. And they just have this little scene where maybe Katie and Schwartz are dating, kissing the same girl.
And it's Tori.
Turns out Summer Moon's new nanny.
Summer Moon's new nanny is making waves. Which,
like, she's just going to come in like a wrecking ball and be like.
I also think she's like, Sheena says she's known her since she was 16.
Right. But
not Sheena being 16, Tori, right? So I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up because she looks very young.
Look a day over 18.
No, that's what I thought too.
And like, how old is Schwartz?
Schwartz is older than us.
Yeah, so he's probably like 40, around 40, I would say.
Okay, Tori is Sheena's friend. I'm looking it up. How old are you, Tori? She's a singer and actress based in LA. She's been on several movies and TV shows. Huh? Who? She got a song.
I mean, sounds like her and Sheena would get along well.
Yeah, Tori Keith. Okay, I don't know who. Tori Keith age. How old are you, Tori? Oh, she's 25.
Okay.
She was born in 1998, which makes me feel so old. 1998? She's 25. And I'm okay. She looks like a baby. And Schwartz is.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, because we thought she was 18.
25 is better.
Than 18.
Yes.
Tom Schwartz is 41.
JK.
It's like Nick Vile and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's like 20.
Or like Leonardo DiCaprio.
And everybody anyone. He's ever dated. I think Nick Vile's like 43 and his girlfriend's like 26.
Yeah.
He just had a baby. Ugh, I hate Nick. I can't stand Nick. Do you like Nick?
No.
Ugh. But.
But did I originally think he was really hot?
No, you didn't, Jenna.
I did.
Not Nick. His red flags have winging everywhere. He was like the least successful bet.
Sometimes like the red flags.
Ugh. Sick. Sick.
Kidding.
Oh my gosh.
And I think he's hot though.
Oh. I can't stand him.
But him as a person? No.
Yeah. Just his face.
His face is not that bad to look at.
Do you like all of his new tattoos that are just, they're terrible?
No.
I'm like, why did we do this? Anyway, Nick, she's not even getting another second of this time on this podcast. Schwartz comes over with another plant to Allie and James's house. Schwartz says he misses his old house. And I'm like, I would too. Yeah. I lived in a dingy, nasty apartment. I used to have a nice house in the valley.
Like, let's be better with our money.
Let's be better with our relationships. Let's be better in life.
For one. For one, for sure. But I mean, I feel like they should all be in a position where they can be in homes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily huge homes. Like, it is LA and it's expensive.
Totally.
But I feel like when you're making minimum $500,000 a year.
It's been 11 years you've been on the show. Yeah.
Like, I mean, people will pay you just to wear something of theirs. Like, you should be able to, be able to afford a small home or at least in a nice
apartment. Or maybe any apartment would look that gross because it's Schwartz. Maybe Schwartz is just gross.
It could be.
Every time I look at the apartment, I'm like, ugh.
And I also could see him not even putting in the effort to find somewhere better.
Yeah, no.
Which again, I'm like, why did you guys not have people for this?
I know.
I feel like this is if I started making this kind of money, I would have a person for everything.
This is why Stassi is crushing it. This is why Stassi will never come back on the show. Right. She is better than all of this. Every part. She's in a beautiful house that like is redone. It's like an old Victorian house with her husband, her two kids. She's got a podcast. She looks great.
Yeah.
She has grown up and evolved when so many of them haven't.
Right.
Mostly the men. I will say that.
Yes.
But they're at James and Allie's new house. And Allie has officially started her astrology business.
Yes.
And she said she wanted to do Schwartz's birth chart because he needs a little direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, not wrong. And I want this done.
Yeah.
I want someone to do mine.
I'm like, I don't really know anything about it, but literally everything she was saying about Schwartz, I was like.
Yeah. She says he's a peacekeeper to a fault.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, that is Schwartz.
He's a people pleaser, but I feel like his problem was he was that way with everybody except Katie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was the oddest thing to watch.
Yeah. If you've never watched and you're going to start from the beginning, just watch how Schwartz, write down how many times he sticks up for his girlfriend.
He would stick up for a tree on the side of the road. Like before Katie would run into a tree and he would be like, you should have looked out for the tree.
I genuinely can't think of a moment.
You probably broke a branch.
Yes. I can't think of a moment that was like ever tender between them.
No.
Like at all. There was there's more nice stuff between like Sheena Shea and Mike Shea than there was ever. Yes. And they broke up after like a year. Yeah. He was on drugs.
Like Rob liked Sheena more than Tom liked Katie.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Which is saying I know a lot.
Well, then we have the final night, and James and Allie are in the car on the way to Sandoval's party that I guess Ariana did say, okay, you can have a few people until 12. And people are walking in. Billie Lee walks in.
Billie Lee was there.
Oh, dear Billie Lee. She was always team Sandoval, though.
Oh, yeah.
Always team Sandoval. Oh, yeah. Even when all this was going down. And I think at the same night, emo night is happening on the other end with Katie and Ariana, and they're going to DJ emo night, and I guess maybe we'll see Sheena's. I haven't watched the next episode yet. We're gonna see Sheena's emo song. Are we great?
Yeah.
Can't wait to discuss. And Allie and James get to Sandoval's house, and they're basically talking about how they don't see a point in forming a relationship with Tom. And I'm like, right. Agreed.
And I was proud of Allie that she didn't go in.
Yes. I love that she just sat in the car.
James, you want to go talk to him? Like, you go ahead. I'm gonna stay in the car.
Yes. And
because she's like, Ariana's my friend. She's like, I don't feel the need. Mm-hmm. But I guess James,
he just wants an apology.
Like, I get it. I do think Tom and James did build a little bit of a friendship. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tom paid for their
engagement. So maybe I think that's what it is. I think that's why he felt so hurt. Is right. He thought it was one of his really good friends.
Right.
And I mean, Tom Sandoval is a friend to no one except for himself.
He is a friend to himself.
Yes. Yeah. And James is so shady when he walks in. He's like, who are all these people? He's like, it's a who's who.
Dying.
Who are all these people?
And then that one guy's talking to him. About Katie kicking him out of the friend group. And then it cuts to James. And he's like I said, who the F is this guy?
And he's like, and he says to him, he's like, I didn't come here to talk to you. Yeah. I came to talk to Tom.
Yeah. He's like, if Tom's not going to talk to me, like, I am out of here. Like, I don't know who any of you people are. And
I love that he said it was like I think he's like a server or something. So like, he's supposed to know who he is. And James is like, who? Who are you?
No, because James doesn't care about anybody. Like,
it's so good. I was laughing so hard. It was so funny. And so they finally go and have a little chat. And James is like, why didn't you reach out? Why aren't you sorrying for betraying me? And that's what he says. It was the ultimate
betrayal.
Yes. And Sandoval immediately deflects and says, let's talk about you and Kristen 10 years ago.
I literally out loud was like, no.
Yes. This is why I will never, ever, ever,
this is a person.
Yes.
I'm like, your entire friend group has left you. Somebody is coming to you and being like, okay, let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, all I needed was for you to say you were sorry.
Yep.
I needed you to apologize for doing what you did. And he's like, yeah, well, you slept with Kristen 10 years ago.
I know.
With my condoms.
This is why I can never forgive him. I will never, ever, ever be on Tom Sandoval's side for this very reason.
Yeah.
He will take no accountability ever, and he'll deflect it, and he pushed it back on James, who at the time, I think James
didn't even know him at the time, I don't think.
They didn't have a friendship, but right. I think James was like 21 when that happened.
Right.
Let's see he's 32 now.
Right.
So he was 20 when that happened.
Like, he was a baby.
A baby.
Not that it's okay,
and Tom wasn't his friend.
They didn't have a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have a relationship at all.
Whatever. Tom and Kristen's relationship was awful because Tom was part of it.
And they both say they were awful.
Yeah. And to then try to bring that up when since then, obviously Tom and James had mended that because they were friends.
Years. They had mended it years ago.
If Tom was still so upset about it, he wouldn't have paid for Rochella.
Rochella. It's the only thing that Tom has in his like back pocket.
Right.
And so he pulled it out, and James is like, nope, we're not doing this.
James is like, all right, well, then I'm done.
Yep.
Like, I gave you
a chance.
Your chance.
Because not many other people are going to give you a chance.
And you blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ariana's not going to be sitting down with Sandoval and be like, okay, I'm giving you the time to apologize.
I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
I think she is too prideful for that.
It is not going to happen, and she doesn't care about having a relationship. I think that's still James missing a friendship.
Right.
Katie doesn't care about missing anything about Sandoval. She does not miss him at all. And I wouldn't either. I would freaking hate him.
Right. Yeah, because I think with James, his friendships with the whole group have been up and down.
Agreed.
With every single person. So for James, it's like, yeah, well, this is a down time. It's a little bit of a bigger one because of the whole
yeah
thing, but like, I'm going to come, I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to let you apologize and say what you need to say. Mm-hmm. And Tom said the wrong thing.
And he blew it. So James leaves and he goes out and he pees on Tom's tree.
His bush.
His bush.
My and favorite is Allie. Yeah. That's Ariana's bush too.
It's so true though. It's so true. It's so good.
But that is the most James thing I have ever seen.
Still a little immature. I'm going to get back at you by peeing on your tree.
So mature. But also another person that I just kind of love.
I know you do.
I do love him. I do. I don't know why.
I find him more endearing because I feel like he's kind of like a sad little puppy. Yes. And I feel like I get sad sometimes when his feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. But then he lashes out and says the meanest things.
Oh, he has said some of the meanest things.
He has like no impulse control.
But the problem is when he says the mean things, I find myself laughing.
His confessionals are some of the best.
He's just so clever and witty and funny.
That British humor.
That it just...
You can't be mad.
Again, it's the same thing with Schwartz, where like they both just have a little bit of a charismatic thing that will kind of just keep you there. And unfortunately, Sandoval...
Does not
have 1 ounce of that, which is why he is just... I don't know that he's going to come back from this.
I don't think he ever will. I don't think there's a chance on this planet.
Because he... And it's... Only because it's not because of himself.
It's not his nature. Yes. At his core, he is not a good person who knows how to accept responsibility for anything.
Right.
Or be, I mean, I talk about this all the time in certain situations, like the way that like, if I lost a friend or if all these things, the way I'd be like groveling on their doorstep, like, let me fix this. Tell me how to fix this. Yes. And he just perpetually thinks that the world is out to get him.
Correct.
And it's not.
I mean, even at the end, he has that conversation with Schwartz and tells him about his conversation with James. And even Schwartz is like, dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like you can't, if people are going to give you a chance, you cannot come back at them. Like you messed up. If you want them to come back in your life, you have to put all of your pride aside. No matter what you think they did to you, no matter what you think is wrong, like you need to say, I'm sorry. What can I do?
Yeah.
But we'll never see it.
No. And do you, riddle me this, do you think this is the last season of the show as we finish this episode and we move on to next week?
I think it could be. And I think it really is going to come down to... the separation of groups. Like, I feel like...
They don't work as a cohesive group anymore.
They are not... They don't work together
Most
anymore.
Most of them don't like each other.
Most of them don't like each other, and it makes it less fun to watch.
I agree.
Because it's like, normally, they're all a whole. And yes, there's some relationships that are strained and this and here and that, but...
You can get them together for a group party at the end. You can all get together.
Yeah. Like, Ariana and Tom are not going to go to the same place.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, then... I don't know. It just follows suit. And there's just like a very clear separation now.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's.
And it's like Tom and Tom kind of versus everybody else. Yeah. But like Schwartz.
Has a couple ins,
but like not really.
He just has James.
And Sheena. I think that it'll be less interesting to watch.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
Because everyone's kind of burnt out of the Scandoval.
Yeah. I mean, they got what they needed to. They revamped it. They got nominated for an Emmy. They got everybody talking about it again, but I'm wondering if this is kind of where it ends.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this season plays out. Yeah.
Are you going to watch Valley Whatever with Jax and Brittany? Also, you're hearing about the Jax and Brittany gossip.
I mean, I haven't heard about the Jax and Brittany gossip. You didn't? But
you didn't see the picture that was posted of Jax with his like publicist?
No.
Oh, okay. So apparently
but
something.
I just never liked them.
Oh, no. I don't even like Brittany.
And like I liked Brittany. Originally
in the beginning when she like you didn't
and I just I'm just so tired of these women staying with these men who are just so awful to them, like blatantly awful, like the things that Jax would say to Brittany and about her, I'm like, how could you?
Oh my gosh, I know.
And I think he gaslit her into never actually watching the show, so I honestly don't know that she's seen, like, because I'm pretty sure they said that they didn't watch it. I'm pretty sure she said she didn't watch
it. I have no idea, but there's a picture that was an Instagram photo of, I think it was Instagram. It was Jax and his publicist sitting, I think it's his publicist, and they're sitting like cheek to cheek in a restaurant. a very, and he has a wedding ring on, but it's like a, it's so, if Doug ever took a picture with a woman like that,
no.
who wasn't his mother.
Right.
Even his mother would be weird.
Well, like out at a restaurant, like mm-hmm. when you're not there.
When I'm not there, let me see if I can find you the picture. It's, and so people are saying, did he actually cheat on her? Or are they trying to stir up like.
Trying to get him talking about it.
About the, because then the show, and are we going to watch the show? And are we going to see maybe Jackson, something going on? Why can't I find this picture? It's driving me insane. But I'm like, but sorry, if Brittany knows who he is, why is she still there?
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure it was in one of the reunions that she said, we decided together that we weren't going to watch the show back.
Okay.
And I'm like, I could just see Jax being like, let's not do that. Let's not watch it. But really, he didn't want her to see all of the things that he had said.
Oh my gosh. I watched, I think it was Danny Pellegrino. He posted a clip the other day of when Jax was trying to explain to Brittany what kind of implant she should get when they first got married. Or yes. No, first started dating.
Yes.
First of all, Brittany looks like this sweet little innocent baby.
Yeah. Jax, she didn't even want him.
No, Jax. I'm like, what drugs are Jax on in this scene? Because it is so intense and so much.
Yeah.
And I have said this before, like Jax triggers me so much because he reminds me of my old boyfriend who was the worst human on the planet. I hope you're listening. Worst human on the planet. And so many of the mannerisms are the same that every time Jax comes on my screen, I'm like, ha!
Yeah.
And I just think to myself, like, oh, and Brittany's that girl who just can't, like, won't leave or doesn't, what? I don't know. There's so many reasons why people don't
like
leave. I feel
like certain personalities attract certain personalities.
I'm going to, if I can find this picture, I'll post it later because I really want you to see it. But I'm just wondering, I feel like everybody's like, okay, so are we just trying to get people excited for our show so they're willing to do anything? Or is, but also I wouldn't be surprised if Jax did because that's Jax.
Because he's Jax. And I mean, I'll probably watch it.
I probably
I'm
going
to be honest.
I kind of want to see Kristen.
Yes.
I kind of want to see Kristen.
Yeah. I wonder how she's doing.
With her, I think they're not married. It's a boyfriend. It's a, but they've been together for a while,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But, I know I miss some of those original people that are no longer on the show.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, I mean, here it is. Well, I can only see like the clip. This is the picture of them at the bar.
Okay.
This is like a screenshot of somebody's TikTok.
Yeah.
But like, would you ever post that with a guy that was not your husband and
no,
or?
No, like if I were to just look at that, I would think they were together.
Exactly.
If
and
I
that's,
didn't know.
That's what's going on with like, and it says dinner in Montreal and he posted it on his story. It's not even her. It was him who posted it. And I don't know who, I think it's her. I think it's his publicist, but. Anyway, we shall see.
I don't know.
I'll watch it.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm going to watch it. Just like I'm going to watch the Vanderpump Villa.
Yeah, all the stupid shows.
All of them. And maybe I guess I need to go watch Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, start from the beginning.
See,
the camera work is rough in the beginning.
Well, not recently, but I started OC because when I lived there is when it started.
Yeah. You should start Beverly Hills because they are the richest, which makes it the most fun. The most recent season has been a little bit hard because they're not very good at with the drama. But the beginning is...
Okay.
It's so good. Also, how would you feel, a fellow Survivor fan, if I recap Survivor starting?
I think you should absolutely do
it. Don't you think so?
I think so especially because you're so passionate about it and you love it so much.
I love it so much. Will it hinder my chances of ever getting on? Like, oh, sorry, you talk about it on a podcast. It doesn't even matter. It's not happening anyway. So we might as well talk about it.
Yeah.
We might, but
I don't know that it would hinder it.
The problem is, too, is that
maybe
Salt Lake.
If they saw you like practicing puzzles.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't think talking about it would hinder your.
I'm not good at puzzles, so I can't even practice them. Even like the little animal ones I have at home, I'm like, ooh, I'd be so bad at this.
No, every time I watch the puzzles, I'm like, this is where I would lose it for everyone.
I think for me too, I want to talk about stuff that I love on this podcast. Yes. And I love Vanderpump Rules. I do. And this is fun for me. But like Salt Lake was so good that I need to feel just as passionate about something.
Absolutely.
So we're still going to cover Vanderpump Rules because it's important. But like, let's get into Survivor because I feel like when Survivor's airing, a lot of this sounds, I'm not trying to be like arrogant. Like a lot of people want to talk to me about it, but like I get a lot of DMs about it because there's not as many Survivor people.
Well, and everybody knows that you love it.
I love
you're
it.
Passionate about it.
So I'm like, so if I could just be talking to all my best friends and we can all talk about it together, like. That's and I think it starts next week.
Yeah.
I think it's next week. And so I'm like, Okay, let's just do Survivor.
You have to.
I feel like we should.
You have to.
And please, please let it be as good as last season, because even though the beginning of last season was rough, it got really good. So, okay, I'm going to do Survivor. You want to come back for some Survivor yes. talk? Okay, good.
Yes.
Jenna, thank you for coming today.
Of course.
We just filled an hour. So I hope you guys all listened for an hour, because
I had a good time.
We had a great time here in Salt Lake talking about our Phantom of the Falls. We should really go to California and do just a little trip.
Go to all of them, then just hit Tahoe and Vegas.
Lake Havasu, where they're at.
Do like a full tour of all the restaurants.
And then go up to Park City High, where Katie went to high school with Dave Christensen.
Yes.
Yeah, our friend's husband went to school with her. So sorry, Dave, for using your name. okay. All right, Jenna, thank you so much for coming. Guys,
thank
you for listening. If you want to follow along on Instagram, the Instagram for the podcast is Salty Housewife, and my personal one is Rosie in Real Life. And I'm so grateful that you're here and listening and reviewing and sharing and tagging and all the things. So I will see you guys next time. Bye.